Okay, up next will be Washington State coach Bone. The Cougars are hosting Oregon State on Wednesday, and then turn around and we'll host Oregon on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey, coach, how you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Hey, dude, who personally prefers this Thursday-Sunday format as opposed to the Thursday-Saturday, just because maybe it gives you time, or it gives you more time in between games, or do you not like it because, hey, you're playing on Sunday, and then it's kind of hard to talk about?
You know, if it's the same for both teams, I don't have a problem with it either way. As long as there's parity within the scheduling, I have no problem. Again, I have no problem with it either way. You know, there's advantages and disadvantages. To me, there's advantages and disadvantages, whether it's Thursday, Saturday, or Thursday, Sunday, or Wednesday, Saturday. Sometimes it depends on who you're playing, where you're playing them. It's just kind of all over the map, and you got to deal with it. It's not going to change, so we've just embraced it.
Is it harder to do the Thursday, Saturday when you're on the road, or is that easier?
When you're what?
When you're on the road.
Oh, boy. Again, I think it depends. Did you win the first game? Who do you play the second game?
Yeah.
There's a lot of variables there. So to me personally, it changes depending on the situation.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Again, on the road trip last week, you guys were hanging in, leading for most of a half, and I guess Saturday in beyond a half. Is it then a matter of wearing down, or what do you see taking place after that?
I felt like in both cases the opponents on their home court stepped their game up. I don't want to say we played as well the second half as we did the first half, but I think Stanford and Cal had a lot to do with that. Both teams have a lot of talent. Both teams are good. And I felt like they took their game to another level. We were not able to match it.
Hmm. Any update at all on Devontae, Ken?
Yeah. Just last night, he went to the doctor's office, and he is still at least 2 to 4 weeks out. But he's going to at least get in some passing drills today. So he'll be on the floor with a practice jersey on and at least be able to jog up and down the court and do a couple little passing drills.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for coach?
We have a question from Jacob Thorpe, the Spokesman Review.
Hey, Ken, we talked a little bit about this last week, but now that we're this far into the conference season, can you kind of describe how you've seen these new rule changes play out?
I think the officials are doing a good job. They've been consistent with what was going on early in the season. Maybe that first weekend or two, there was a tremendous amount of calls made, and maybe it's back down a little bit, but part of that is due to, I think, coaches – just seeing what was going on, and probably we're no different than anybody else, working on our defensive slides and really making an emphasis of getting our hands off of the offensive player the best we can. So I think the referees have done a nice job of being consistent with it, though, throughout the season so far.
Do you find that it's worth it to tell your players to take a charge at this point, or is it better to try and protect the rim or just get out of the way?
That's a great question, because for years we've worked on taking charges, and we haven't worked on a charge drill since the first scrimmage when some officials came in here mid-October, and it was just foul, 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 and every time it was against the defender. So we've gotten away from working on taking charge drills. We still encourage it once in a while, look for an opportunity, but you better be there about 30 seconds in advance so you're not getting the call. Yeah, the advantage definitely goes to the offensive guy.
Do you think that could change the types of players that you recruit in some cases? Kind of it's more important to get a tall rim protector than a kind of a scrappier defender in the post?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it changes the way you recruit defensively, and I think it changes the way you recruit offensively. I mean, getting to the free throw line has always been important, but now it's gone to another level. And so you want to recruit guys that, A, know how to attack, draw fouls, and there's some guys that just they make an art of it. I mean, Isaiah Thomas, obviously he's a great pro now, but he was phenomenal when he was at Washington at just driving and picking up fouls. Now he'd be getting 15 free throws a game. I mean, it's kind of an art. Some guys are naturally gifted at that, and I think you'd emphasize that as you're looking for recruits, people that know how to get to the free throw line, and once they get there, do they convert?
Very well. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
All right, that'll do it, Ken. Appreciate your time today, and good luck this week.
Okay, thanks. See ya.
See ya.